And as if I am daughter of Yashoda, so she was loving me. Pratyapadaya mudita braja raja ragge. Because Yashodama is knowing this dasi, me, myself, Tulsi Manjari, a dasi of Srimati Radhika. I'm telling here Radhika, dasi, dasi, but there is no dasi shabd word there in that sphere. Beti or a daughter and other words are there. Then, doing so, Yashoda Devi will ask, Premna Prasuriva. Prasuriva means, in lovely manner, as if I am her daughter, Prasu. Prasu means,
a mother
who gives birth to a child. This is Prasu. So I am a child of Mother Yashoda. So she is asking me, will she ask me, Bhavatah Kusalasya Prichyat? Oh, how is my daughter, loving daughter Radhika? She will ask to me. And I will, with Manda Muskan,
smiling face,
I will tell that she is all right, okay.
Bhavye vidhasyati kada mai tavakatva.
So, at that time, Yashoda Devi loved me very affectionately at that time. She is telling here that Vatta Yashodama, Krishna himself tells that if he knows that she is a dasi of Radhika or a dasi of Lalita or Visakha, Krishna gives his all mercy to bestow to that dasi. So to be a dasi of Radhika is very highest thing in this upasana. Even it is so lovely than being the sakhi of dasika, of Radhika. So I want to be a dasi of Srimati Radhika, and I want to serve in all respects.
Narottam Thakur is doing some prarthana here. Hari hari hena dasa hena din haibe amar duha anga parashiva duha anga nirakhiva sevan kariva duha kar.
Narottam Thakur is doing prayer to Srimati Radhika or Krishna both, that when my fate will be so and when I will have a day that I will serve Radha and Krishna both, but I am dasi of Srimati Radhika, yet by the order of Radhika I am serving both Krishna also, so when I will do sparsha, when I will sparsha,
touch
both, sit or anything. And duho anga nirakhiba. And I will see with affection both Radha and Krishna.
Sevan kariba duhakar.
And I will serve both Radha and Krishna. When they are in state, they will order, O Dasi, come here. O Tulasi, O Rupmanjari, O all Mandir, come on. My sweats are going on. You should do pankha. And after that, when sweats will go, they will order me that bring a glass of very good water for us. They will order. And I will carry that water to them. After that, they will order me to bring a tambul vitika. I will give in the hands of Srimati Radhika. Radhika will supply in the mouth of Krishna.
Lalita Visakha Sangi Semana Kariba Range.
Radhika and Visakha are serving to Radha and Krishna. And in their anugatya, in their guidance, I will serve both, not as a master, but always in the guidance of Lalitar Gaur, Srimati, Srimati ka kya hota hai?
Jyot.
Radha Jyotheshwari. And Lalita is under the youth of Srimati Radhika, Lalita Visakhar Gaur. And in Visakha, there are so many divisions. Rupmanjari is the head of all divisions. And in the division, our Gurudev, Guru Rupi Sakha is there. Guru Sakhi is there. In her guidance, I will serve both Radha and Krishna. So not Swatantra,
independent
service is there, but always in the guidance of Sakhi, all Sarajat.
ललिता विशाखा संगे सेवन करी बरंगे माला गाथी दिवना ना फूले कनक संपूट भरी तांबुल कर्पूर भरी जोगाई व अधर जुगले.
At that time, by the order of Sakhis, I make a garland, very beautiful garland, and I will give it to Guru Sakhi, and Guru Sakhi will give to Rupmanjari, and she will give to Lalita Visakha, and they will give in the hands of Radhika. Radhika will give it to Krishna. Then Radhika will ask Rupmanjari or Lalita Visakha, who has made this garland so beautiful? Then I will be so much pleased to hear. Then Rupmanjari will tell that this new Sakhi has done it. She is very intelligent and does good services. Rupmanjari has given siksha,
training
to this new Sakhi. So he is so qualified. Hearing, I will be so much glad.
Kanak samput bhari, tambul karpur bhari, jogaiva adhar jivale. राधा कृष्ण वृंदावन ए मोर प्राण धन. हियर नरोत्तम ठाकुर इज प्रेइंग दैट
राधा एंड कृष्ण ललिता विशाखा ऑल सखी एस्पेशली वृंदावन ऑल आर माई प्राण धन वेल्थ ऑफ माई लाइफ
सेम और जीवन उपाय.
I am only living By these means. Without these things, without this service, you wait. कुछ बैठने के लिए है वहाँ? Without Vrindavan, without the serving of Radha and Krishna, without Lalita and Vishakha, I cannot live a moment, for a moment. She is feeling and crying always in his so many kirtans. If any man has greed towards all these things, certainly he will weep. And there will be, he will feel separation. Actually, he will have no taste in other things of this world. But we have so much taste for all this clothing, taking meals and all other things, praise. But he is telling that Radha Krishna, Vrindavan, all the companions of Krishna are my pran, life. So we should fill this if we want to progress in this. Jaya patit pamon dehamore eidhan tuha bina anna nahi bhai. He is telling to his Gurudev, Krishna, Rupa Raghuna and all others. Patit pavan. You are patit pavan. I am patit. Anyone should realize in doing bhajan that I am doing nothing. I am worthless. No? When we see, especially I see towards my mind that I am doing no bhajan at all. A Kanishtha Adhikari sees that I am doing so much good type of bhajan. Madhyama Adhikari feels वो उसको एक्सपीरियंस होती है क्या? He realizes that I am doing no bhajan. I am doing some bhajan, but this is not like a bhajan. Madhyama Adhikari, if he is so honest, then he will realize it. And if he is Uttam Bhakta, or Madhyam Uttam, or Uttam, he will see that I am doing nothing. Really he will realize so. And he will weep always as Bhaktivinoda Thakur weeps, Narottam Thakur weeps, or Mangal ke, Billo Mangal, or Radhara Sudhanidhi, Raghunandana. Always they think like Raghunath Das Goswami says, he will be shortened. What we are doing? Any feeling separation? To feel separation for seva, at least of his Gurudev, for his Gurudev, she should realize some Dipralambhava separation. I see that we don't weep, no a tear coming. So, he is weeping so loudly that keno achhaye pran ki sukh lagiya narottam das keno nagelo mariya. There is a prayer of Narottam Thakur. Gora pahu na bhajiya main. I am so unworthy, unfit, actually doing no bhajan, doing only, I am taking good clothes, good food, good sleep and taking so much praise from others that you are a very qualified Vaishnava. But I think that I am worthy, unworthy for all these things. Krishna never comes in my heart. The fifth or sixth sloka, of Sikshastra. Nainam galadashudharaya badanam gadagadarudhaya gira. Pulikar nikitan bapuh kadat manam grahane bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself tell you that when a day will come for me, that when I will tell Krishna, my eyes will be full of tears. There will be pulak there, gadgad here. Krishna, Krishna, I could not tell. Kri Kri, Shuna, Jagannath, Jaja, Gaga, Mahaprabhu is telling. So when this day will come, do we pray like this? Pray? If not, we should do pray. We should pray for all these things. Why all things are not coming? Because our heart is like a stone. By offenses, so many offenses, so many anarths, and we are seeing that anarth is there. Kanishtha Adhikari will not see, but Madhyama Adhikari can see some of these things, and Uttama Adhikari will vividly see all these things.
So he is
telling that all these conditions will come if you will do mercy upon me, bestow mercy upon me. Tua bina anna nahi vai. I am seeing only the way that my heart will be so komal,
soft,
will be so soft. And ya dravit ho jayega, dravit
will be melted.
Will be melted. If you do mercy upon me. Otherwise, it is like a stone. Pasu paki jhure paasha na vidare suni jar guna gatha. A stone can
melt
if they will hear the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and his pastime. I am hearing, but not my heart is melting. Then I am so much unworthy than a stone even. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan through Jharikhand, and so many beasts, wild beasts and all other melted. They told Krishna, and being a man and devotee, our heart is not melting. Not a drop of tear is coming. So he is very sorrowful. He becomes so sorry. We should also be sorry that all qualities should come to us for his seva. So Narottam Thakur is telling that Gorapahu na bhajiya mainu prema ratan dhan helaye herai. Do you this kirtan? Have you heard?
Yes, I heard. Our Prabhupada
sing. Gorapahu na bhajiyam aini. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only 500 years before. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers are in this world. So sincere devotees are there. They have come down in the Guru Parampara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, how they do bhajan sincerely. We have heard all these things by means of Chaitanya Charitamrita and all other books we have seen it. But I have no taste in doing bhajana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not doing service of Radha and Krishna. Son, how wretched person in this world. Gura pahuna bhajiya menu, prema ratana dhan helai herai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought prem dhan to give us free. And he has done his hand like take, but we are not taking. In a so bina kimat ka, bina mulya ka,
without any
value, he is giving to us. But we are so wretched that we are not taking this prem. He is telling prem dhat ratan dhan helai harainu. He is giving offering always and we are not taking. Adhane jatana kari dhan te aginu. Adhane, the things which are not valuable, that are not wealth, we are understanding them wealth as wealth and trying always for these things. But not for this prem dhan. We are not doing any effort, not sadhan bhajan. Iska baad mein kya?
Vishaya,
vishaya. And I am only by chanting the Krishna name, Gaur name, and doing Sankirtan, it can be achieved. But we have no taste in also this. Vishaya, vishama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is warning us. Nautam Thakur is also warning. All Goswamis are warning. Don't go towards Vishaya. Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, Sabda, Sparsha. There are five Vishaya. We test it by five
senses.
They are warning us. Yet we do. Or mind does not obey us. It goes to taste all these things. So Narottam Thakur is telling that these senses are not obeying me. So what should I do? Narottama Das keno nagelo mariya. Why you are not dying? That in other birth I will again try to do bhajan of Gauri Chandra and Radha Krishna. I see that in this birth I cannot do anything. I am so much papi, adham, sinful. So here, then he comes to 48 and we should end here. Now all are so easy. We will see that what a sloka we again can take.
But the translations here are not clear like when you speak. Even the easy ones.
I am beginning to appreciate this. Bilap Kusumanjali is very special. Because almost every verse, it is the viewpoint of Gopi Manjari.
Yes.
So many other poems are Krishna or even Radha, but not this. Very thankful you're giving us this.
Raghunath Das Goswami giving his every verse very deep meaning. And remembering past times regarding that word. Tambul, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, when Srimati Radhika is giving Tambul to Krishna, or Krishna is giving his half-chewed things. After this sloka, it will come back. See, when Tulsi went to Yashoda Bhavan, and returning from there, Krishna has given some prasad. Yashoda is giving some prasad Better dominant. Yashoda is giving prasad to Dhanishta, for Srimati Radhika and all sakis in the night. The speciality that Tulsi Manjari is seeing, that Dhanishta is so near and dear to Krishna. When Krishna was taking all these things, anything by that Radhika has cooked it, so sweet, so fragrantful, and so tasteful. But Krishna takes in mouth and then gives it out, taking something, and rest he gives in the pot. At once Dhanishta knows that it is so sweet, but yet Krishna has done that mukh, his bhangi, that it is not so sweet. So Krishna gives his remnants in this pot, and skillfully Dhanishta takes it and mix in the pot where Yashoda has given in a pot so many delicious things there. She keeps in that pot, skillfully she keeps, and takes it to Srimati Radhika. And especially that remnant of Krishna gives Srimati Radhika. Radhika gives a little to all the sakhis, to this. She is telling that, can I do service like this to you? You bestow our mercy that I will be so able to do all this seva. If not seva, in remembrance he could come in my your all these pastimes and services in my mind. I will be so lucky.